And I need to preface this by saying the first slew of sermons I ever preached were at summer camp with small children. And small children are better at answering questions than adults are. Nonetheless, this morning and occasionally, I'm going to ask you to try and overcome that inhibition. It will be okay. The question I wish to begin with this morning is, what kind of community are we? Here at St. Peter's, here in the diocese, here in Edmonton, what is our community like?
Christ-centered.
Caring.
Varied.
A little diverse there.
Supportive.
Accepting.
Worshiping.
Thankful.
Forgiving.
A little contention from time to time. Sometimes. That's called normal. Nice. Put one up here.
Forgiving.
At our best, we survive the contentiousness that way.
A touch conservative.
That's honest.
Traditional.
Can't really be Anglican without being a little traditional, can you? Some young people here.
Yeah,
we're a little older. So
open to creativeness.
That's good.
We're optimistic.
Optimism is good. Supports optimism.
We like to celebrate.
We're celebratory.
Slowly
willing to change. Okay, so here's my second question. What kind of community do we want to be? Are there differences between who we are now and who we might think we should be and want to be?
We want growth.
Christian growth.
Loving.
A little younger.
Loving.
Caring.
Yeah. Peaceful.
It's always a good goal, especially in the world today.
Inclusive.
Non-judgmental.
That one's pretty hard too. Outward reaching, looking beyond ourselves. Sense of humor. I do insist on a sense of humor.
We want to be able to change.
We want to continue to be willing to change slowly. Good Anglican tradition there. Willing to be challenged. Now, if you listen to the gospel, I always entertain the possibility people don't, this seems perhaps incongruous. The gospel today is not on its face about community. It's about families, a little bit odd there. It's about building towers and being unable to finish them. It's about a king going into war without enough. It's an odd gospel. The question that often occurs to me in the middle of this passage is, the king, this person, sets out to build a tower and can't finish it. And then the community ridicules him. I'm not so sure the fault lies with the person who tried to build the tower, as it does with the community that seeing this struggle and this failure ridicules him. The community you all just described, the community you expressed that you wanted, would not do that. That is not how we think of ourselves, at least. It's not who we want to be. Now, it's harder to live that than it is to sort of hold up the ideal. Easy fall into ridiculing people, to be judgmental, to let ourselves stay contentious and never reach forgiveness and peace. Very easy, in part because those are very hard. It's very hard to be a healthy community, to be the community that loves and forgives and is Christ-centered. It's a high standard we are asked to hold up. There are other ways to describe that sort of community. Act 2 sets out a more concise way of looking at a community. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They sold their possessions and goods and distributed them to all, as any had a need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they partook of food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. The Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. There are a lot of similarities between what you described and what Acts described. Being together, giving thanks and celebrating, sharing, worshiping, and helping one another, and even growing. That's hard, and if you read the rest of Acts, it doesn't last very long. It's so challenging, it's hard to stay in that place, even when we have seen it from time to time. But this is clearly what we want and what is held up for us. The trick I find in doing that to sort of reassess our priorities. There's a priority which says, my pride, my belongings, who I am is more important. So when you fail, it becomes easy to ridicule you. It becomes easy to judge. That's not what we are to be about. That's not what you have expressed we want to be about. When we shift, it's not just a little, it's a rather radical shift. We remember that the most important thing is to love God, to love our neighbors, and to love ourselves. It doesn't become easier. It's still amazingly difficult, but it becomes more important, more essential to who we are, that we give up. We give up our priorities. We give up our time. We give up our talents. We give up our money to the greater needs of those around us, as they have needs. They do the same for us. But it is in this mutual giving that we find community. This is who we are. This is who we are becoming, because it is very difficult. We are becoming the community. We are a community that does not leave our neighbor's towers unfinished, that reaches out and helps build the rest.